Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
You know, for some reason, Italians are extremely upset over something that doesn't matter, doesn't affect them in any way, doesn't change their life, yet they're bothered by it. Do you have something like that? What really bugs you, even though it shouldn't matter? Text us at 75617, because for Italians everywhere, the fact that people are making and enjoying kiwi pizza, it's making their blood boil.
Oh.
In Denmark, there is a pizza that has kiwi, sliced kiwi on it. And Italians are, quote, sick to their stomachs. The Italian blood in me is boiling.
Oh.
Whoever made this, you've mommed your last Mia, someone said.
Whoa.
I can see where the flavor of kiwi could pair really well with marinara and cheese. However, this looks like evil, biblical pizza, and that's a big nope for me. And on the comments go, Italians are outraged that people in Denmark put kiwi on their pizza. Now, Daz, could you do that?
I mean, I thought, ew, sick. And then that person's like, I could see how it could go with the sauce and the cheese. I'm like, well, maybe it could. It'd be like a pineapple.
Yeah, 100% like a pineapple.
Right? So I would try it. Not something I would seek out.
Kiwi pizza.
Yeah. But, I mean, if they're all doing it in Denmark, I mean, maybe there is something about it.
Well, it didn't help that a bunch of Americans chimed in to say,
well, I mean, I'm open to trying it. You know, it doesn't seem like the worst thing.
And Italians, you know, who are purists, they're just bothered. They're like, you're ruining our dish. Yeah. This is our thing. It started with us. You don't bastardize pizza. What are you doing? Knock it off.
I feel like we need to do the thing that they do about champagne. Champagne only comes from a certain region. Everything else is just sparkling wine. Why can't pizza just be their Italian purist thing and we call it something else so we can ruin it?
Yeah, right? Okay, so what do you... Itza?
Something where you take off the P.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Itza. Oof. It's a mess.
Or a mitza, like American pizza.
Mitza. There you go. That I think that's a nice compromise, Daz. That's brilliant.
I mean, then they can't get mad because they can't say we're ruining their thing.
That's American pizza, mitza.
And they're just going to expect it to be nasty.
Hey, this was Denmark this time. Don't throw that on us. They're the one who put kiwi on it. And I believe Canada came up with the Hawaiian pizza. I think they were the ones who came up with the Canadian bacon pineapple combo. So you can say what you want about Americans. We didn't do anything to the pizza.
Though we do like olives on it. Is that a bad thing?
No, that's fine.
It's good, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But do you have these things that just, they bug you, even though it doesn't matter? How does this affect an Italian person's life?
Not at all.
Not at all. Why? It's in Denmark. No one in Italy will do this, so fine. Why do you care? Why is it making your blood boil? Isn't it funny how some stupid things get to you? Like this one. What boils my blood is when people say I'm eating gum. I'm not eating gum. I'm chewing it.
Yeah, that's a weird one. And if I heard it a lot, it would probably bug.
I don't know if it would bug me because I was a kid at one point and I chewed and swallowed my gum all the time. So I ate it.
That makes sense.
It does.
It's still in your stomach.
It does. Gosh. That is exactly what my stomach is big for. It's just a big blob of gum.
Can you imagine if they cut you open and it's just a giant ball of gum?
Oh,
oh my gosh. I'd be like, this whole time, what a moron.
It drives me nuts when people say, I'm fine. Fine is such a meh word. No, I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'm fine.
I'm fine.
People talking on the speakerphone with the volume up while shopping at a store bugs me, even though it shouldn't bother me. It does.
Well, I feel like that is allowed to bother you. That's annoying. We don't want to hear your conversation.
Right? It gets to be a lot. What bothers the big guy?
The thing that bothers me is if somebody asks you the same question 100 times in a row over and over again, like they'll try to be nice and it's, I do it myself, but it's something I got from my mom. It shouldn't bug me because all she's trying to do is be nice, but she'll go, can I get you something? We're gonna get lunch here. Can I get you something from there? No, I'm okay. Thank you. I already ate. But let me get you something. You can get something for later. No. I'm okay. I promise. I'm fine. 5 minutes goes by. I'm looking at the menu. Let me get you something. This will go on until I either get mad and it stops or passive aggressively. I'm like, fine, get me anything. I don't care. And so it becomes this thing. It bugs the crap out of me.
Is this your mom? Is she the
every
one that
time
does this?
She does it every single time. And then you feel guilty because you're like, fine, I guess I'll take a dessert. Well, which one? Which one do you want? I don't care. It drives me nuts. Every single time she does it, if you go to any restaurant, she'll do it. Or she'll do the thing, and it bugs me that she thinks everybody's eyes are on her. So if you're at a restaurant, everybody's enjoying their meal. Somebody might look around, right? Do whatever. And she'll go, mm-hmm. And I'll go, what does that mean? What does mm-hmm mean?
Oh, no.
They're looking at me. They're looking at this table. They're looking right over at us, and they're judging us.
Oh.
Even if they are, who cares? Who? Let them judge. I mean, it is a gigantic table we have right now with gigantic people. Most people are going to look. It's like an oddity. Let it go. Who cares? And she'll go. And she'll sit there, and every bite, she'll just stare back at him. And one time, I'm not kidding, an almost 70-year-old woman goes, it just like stuck her tongue out. And I go, did you just stick your tongue out at a grown man? Yeah, because he won't stop staring.
Oh, God.
Bugs me every time. I don't even go to like eat with her in public anymore. I'm like, I'm not going to sit here with this. Just sticks her tongue out. It's the most annoying thing ever. Unless you're in the car listening, Mom, then you keep being you.
She wouldn't be going anywhere.
Yeah, and she's not up. Yeah.
No. Wow. I guess I didn't know how much Crisco needed this.
Yeah, he really did.
Man, do we have more time? Oh. And another thing.